Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is walked intentionally. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berg moves to second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic strikes out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Pete moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. Mills hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Krivic scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pete is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sewell. McNair moves to third. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg strikes out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-3 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich bunts in front of the plate. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Fox is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonura moves to third. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 4 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. 2 outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.